Hello and welcome to What the F*** Just Happened Today, your essential guide to the daily shock and awe in national politics. I'm Joe Anditas. Let's get to it. It's Wednesday, December 18th, 2024. Welcome to Day 1429. The House Ethics Committee secretly voted to release its report on Matt Gaetz and allegations of sex trafficking an underage girl and illicit drug use. The report is now expected to be made public as soon as this week, after the final votes of the 118th Congress, but before lawmakers head home for the holidays. The years-long investigation looked into allegations that Gaetz had engaged in sexual misconduct and illicit drug use, accepted bribes or other improper gifts, shared inappropriate images or videos on the House floor, and obstructed the House probe. Earlier this month, House Republicans blocked the release of the report. Gaetz abruptly resigned from Congress after Trump tapped him for attorney general last month, but 2 days before the bipartisan committee was set to vote on releasing the report. Gaetz said, "It's embarrassing, though not criminal, that I probably partied, womanized, drank, and smoked more than I should have earlier in life," adding, "I live a different life now." Meanwhile, Trump suggested that Liz Cheney could be in a lot of trouble following a report by House Republicans that accuses her of witness tampering while serving on the January 6 committee, which investigated Trump's attempts to overturn the 2020 election. The report alleges that Cheney colluded with star witness Cassidy Hutchinson and calls for the FBI to investigate the former lawmaker for presenting uncorroborated, cherry-picked, and at times false evidence. Hutchinson is the former Trump White House staffer who testified before the January 6 committee about the attack on the Capitol, including that Trump knew some of his supporters were armed when he directed them to march on the Capitol. Barry Loudermilk, the Republican chairman of the House Administration Oversight Subcommittee, wrote in the report, "Until we hold accountable those responsible and reform our institutions, we will not fully regain trust." Cheney, meanwhile, defended her work and called the report a malicious and cowardly assault on the truth. Moving on, Elon Musk directed House Republicans to kill Speaker Mike Johnson's bipartisan spending package that would prevent a government shutdown. Musk called the must-pass spending bill a crime that should not pass, adding that any lawmaker who votes for it deserves to be voted out in 2 years. Earlier this week, the House and Senate agreed to extend government funding until March and allocate more than $100 billion in relief for disaster victims and farmers. Under the House's 72-hour review rule, the earliest a final vote could occur is Friday night, which would delay a Senate vote until late Friday or early Saturday. If Congress fails to pass the bill by Friday night, the government will shut down. With many Republicans expected to oppose the measure following Musk's pressure, Johnson may need to use a process called suspension, requiring a two-thirds majority in the House. To avoid a shutdown, this approach would require significant Democratic support. Trump, meanwhile, said he is totally against the stopgap spending package and instead wants Congress to couple the temporary funding bill with raising the debt ceiling. Meanwhile, the Federal Reserve cut interest rates by a quarter point to a range of 4.25% to 4.5%, but signaled that it would make fewer rate cuts next year. Fed officials now expect to make 2 rate cuts in 2026 and 1 in 2027. Over the longer term, the committee sees the neutral rate at 3%. Although inflation has slowed from a peak of more than 9% in June of 2022, policymakers now expect inflation to end 2025 at 2.5%, well above their 2% target. Moving on, the Senate passed an $895.2 billion defense policy bill that bans gender-affirming care for transgender minors of service members. The annual National Defense Authorization Act, which sets the policy agenda and authorizes funding for the DoD annually, was approved with a vote of 85 to 14. 11 Democrats and 3 Republicans voted against the measure. House Speaker Mike Johnson refused to bring the bill to the House floor without a provision preventing the military's health care plan for service members from covering medical interventions for the treatment of gender dysphoria, adding that procedures that could result in sterilization may not be provided to a child under the age of 18. It now heads to Biden, who is expected to sign it into law. And finally, the Supreme Court will decide the constitutionality of a law that would effectively ban TikTok, unless the company divests from Chinese ownership. The law, a bipartisan measure passed by Congress and signed into law by Biden earlier this year over national security concerns, requires TikTok's Chinese owner ByteDance to sell the platform to an American company or face a ban. The court will hear oral arguments on January 10th, 9 days before the law is slated to take effect. If the Supreme Court upholds the ban, it'll take effect the day before Trump's inauguration, who recently said he had a warm spot in his heart for the platform, despite signing an executive order in 2020 forcing the sale of TikTok. That's all for now. You can find the links and sources for all of these stories on the main website. And as always, visit whatthefuckjusthappenedtoday.com for the latest news and headlines. Until next time, I'm Joe Andidas.